It was the same group of women that stood at the foot of the cross that on early Sunday morning they went to the tomb. The same group of women, except for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because the Blessed Virgin Mary already knew by that time that her son has risen from the dead. If you go to Jerusalem today, you will find that chapel that they built at the spot traditionally had where the Lord Jesus, the resurrected Lord, appeared to his mother after the resurrection. And so she already knew that her son is alive. She didn't need to go to the tomb. The other women who stood with her at the foot of the cross was Mary Magdalene, who was the disciple of our Lord, from whom he cast out 7 demons. And he became a spiritual daughter, a spiritual sister to our Lord. The other woman was Mary of Clopas. Mary of Clopas was the cousin of Saint Joseph. She was the mother of James and Joseph. Now, in the Bible, you will hear it says, the Lord wasn't his brothers, James and Joseph. And of course, we know now that James and Joseph are children of Mary of Clopas, the cousin of Saint Joseph. So they are the cousins of Jesus, you see. The other Mary would be Mary Salome, who was the mother of Saint John and Saint James. She was the cousin of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And see, you can see that at the foot of the cross, and now going to the tomb early Sunday morning, it was a family affair. When the Lord Jesus hanging on that cross, standing at the foot was his mother and his 2 aunts, and his cousin John, and his spiritual daughter Mary Magdalene. This morning, that group of women, his family members, went to the tomb. Today, as we celebrate the empty tomb, the Lord's resurrection, it is a family affair. We are here because we are members of the one Church of God, the Holy Catholic Church. We are brothers and sisters in baptism in the Lord Jesus Christ. This year, our parish brought into the Catholic Church 144 new members. Out of 144, 40 of them at least came this year because of those who came last year inviting them. Among the 144 would be grandparents bringing their grandchildren. We have brothers and sisters bringing their in-laws. We have children bringing their parents. We have a family, in fact, that have 3 generations that are entering the church together, either entering the church or coming back into the church. And so you see, it's a family affair. We are very proud that our church continues to grow, our parish continues to grow as we bring more and more into the fold. The women went into the tomb, not knowing who was going to roll off the stone for them. The stone that blocked the entrance to the tomb would be about between four to six meter in diameter, and would weigh about 6,000 to 8,000 pounds. The woman went into the tomb without knowing how they're going to roll off the stone. But they trusted that God will provide. It is like the saying, faith can move mountains. But you see, a lot of people interpret that as, when we have faith, God will help us move the mountains. But the reality is, what it actually really means is that, my brothers and sisters, if we have faith, God will move the mountain. We're not the ones. God is the one. So God moved the stone, and Jesus rose from the dead, and they went, and they saw him no more in the tomb, because he has risen from the dead. Now, this is great news for us, my brothers and sisters, because you and I know that we live in the world that is funny. Our world is screwy. Our world is messed up. We live in a world that is totally confused, because the world tells us that there is no God. And when there is no God, then we have to become our own gods, you see. The world tells us that it is up to us, every individual, to decide for ourselves what is right and what is wrong. It's all up to you. And of course, that feels very freeing at first, because, you know, we can do whatever we want. Who is to tell us that we are wrong? Because right or wrong depends on our feelings. But the problem with that, although we feel very freeing at first, doing whatever we want to do, eventually we know. We know that we can be wrong, because that's the way feelings go, right? Some day we wake up in the morning, we feel really good. Some other days we wake up in the morning, we don't feel as good for no apparent reason. It's just the way feelings go. I have couples telling me, Father C, when I was arguing with my spouse, I knew in my head that I was wrong. But I kept arguing. Didn't want to be wrong. We kept arguing. This is the way we are. And so it's left to us. See, eventually we know that we are inadequate. We know that we can be wrong. But yet, we also can refuse to admit that we are wrong. So where do we turn? It's up to every one of us. There's no God to turn to, because the world tells us there's no God. So we have to turn to each other, and we turn to the experts. And have you noticed about the experts lately? They too can be wrong. In fact, they change their minds all the time. Remember the time when they told you milk is good for you? No more, by the way. Now you have to drink almond milk. And then the other day I read, almond milk is not good for you either. Okay? So they, the experts, change their minds as well. Because, my brothers and sisters, they are just like us. They are also trapped in their feelings. And life then, when we have to become our own gods, so burdensome. The responsibilities of the right and the wrong that we have to decide for ourselves, boy, it becomes heavier and heavier every day. Last year, a seventh grade substitute teacher told me that in one of her classes, she has a student that identifies herself as a cat. Did you hear that? A cat. And in the classroom, she would not respond to anyone except by meowing. Okay? This is the problem. When the world says, who is to tell you that you are wrong? It's up to you how you feel. Now we have a seventh grader saying, I'm a cat, and the world cannot say otherwise. You see the problems we're in? I think the last time they counted was that, according to the experts, that there are 122 genders. Now, you and I know that that's stupid. Okay? That's stupid. But the experts tell us that there are 122 genders. Who is to tell that they're wrong? Who? Not the world we live in. This is why life living in this world, according to this world, is terrible. This is why the resurrection is powerful, because the Lord Jesus will tell us. The Lord Jesus will say, follow the teachings of my heavenly Father. And we know he's right. How do we know he's right? He's the only man in the history of humanity who rose from the dead. He's the only man that we ever knew that suffered and died in the witnesses of everyone, buried in the tomb, and rose from the dead. I think he has enough authority to tell us, to teach us what's right and what's wrong. I think the man who rose from the dead can be a better God than we can be for ourselves. And so the resurrection of our Lord Jesus gives us hope, my brothers and sisters, that life in this crazy, messed up, screwy world is worth living again. The world tells us that there's no God. The world tells us that there should be no religion. It should be up to us to live anyhow we want. And this, at first, is again very freeing. But eventually we know that something is not quite right. Because the world tells us there's no God, there should be no religion, and the only thing that really matters is your personal happiness. Isn't that right? Really? It comes down to you live your life and be happy as you can be. Do whatever it takes to find that happiness for yourself. And my brothers and sisters, you and I know that what that means. All it means is, you know, feed your stomach, feed your flesh. At first, that's really good. But eventually, we all experience that emptiness inside. Why? Why? Because the world is telling us to live like animals. Did you see how there was a quartet? This is on YouTube. That decided to go to the zoo and play for the animals there. They played for the elephants, they played for the monkeys, you know. And you know what happened? You know what happened when they were playing for the animals at the zoo? Nothing. Nothing happened. Because the animals, all they wanted was to chew the violin up. All the monkeys wanted to do was to destroy the viola. They don't know what music is. Because they're not humans, my brothers and sisters. Human beings are the only ones. We're the only ones that say to each other, let's go to the beach and watch the sunset tonight. How about we get up early tomorrow morning and take a walk so we can watch the sunrise together? Why? Because it's beautiful. Have any of your pet told you, tomorrow please take me to the beach so I can watch the sunrise? No. We human beings are the only creatures that wonder about these things, huh? We're the only ones that say, is there God? Is there life after death? What is the meaning of my life? We're the only ones that ask those questions. It's unique to us. And yet the world tells us, don't do any of that. Live like the animals live. You see? Many of you know I have a little dog. Her name is Zena. She's half Chihuahua and half poodle. Really cute. I talk to her every morning when I get up. You know, we cuddle, and I would talk religion with her. I mean, I'm a priest. What do you expect? So I say, Zena, it's a brand new day. Let's thank God together. He gives us another day to love God more, to serve God, to be together. You know, I talk to her this way every morning, and she would look at me with her, you know, puppy eyes. And I know the whole time I'm talking religion to her, I don't know the whole time what she's thinking. She's thinking, where's my treat? None of your pets are going to wonder, where's God? Let's have religion together. No, we are the only ones. And so, my brothers and sisters, to be true humans, we've got to practice those things that come out of us, that say, search. It's a quest. Is there a God? Who is God? Is there life after death? What is the meaning of life? Search for it. You may not find the answer, but search, because it's from here out. It comes from our nature as humans. Meanwhile, the world tells us, don't do any of that. Don't do that. No God, no religion. Don't reflect on the meaning of life. Just feed your stomach, feed your flesh, be happy, whatever it takes. You see the problem here? And this is why our world is screwy. This is why it's messed up. This is why living life in this world is so burdensome. Life has become so tense, so hard, because life tells us to not be human. The world tells us to live like animals. But the good news, my brothers and sisters, is the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And by rising from the dead, he has the authority to tell us, my Father is your God. Follow me, and I help your search. Follow my teaching, and you will know the questions to ask. And so, my brothers and sisters, this morning as we come to celebrate this great feast of Easter together, we have two choices to make. Two choices. One, we can choose to live by the way of the world. And if we choose to to live by the way of the world, then this is a waste of time. Okay? This is just a ceremonial habit that we do every year. Doesn't change me, doesn't affect me. I just might as well go back to spring break, the bunny, the Easter bunny. And by the way, our government has declared today to be Transgender Day. Did you know that? There you go, screwy world, huh? Today, the world tells us is Transgender Day. Okay, that's the choice we can make. But you and I, my brothers and sisters, as Christians, we make the choice to live by the way of Christ, the resurrected one. And it is this man who came from God, who suffered and died for our sins, who rose from the dead, who has the power. And he says to us, follow me, and I will teach you to know how to live as humans ought to live. I will help you to be the people of God. I will transform you. And he has the power to. I mean, he has the power to raise himself from the dead. So he has the power to transform each and every one of us. Not only to be good human beings, but to become saints of God. It is in the Lord Jesus, the resurrected one, that our life is worth living again.